Phil told the story very well, I thought. Jesus is going into a town and doing miracles, casting out demons, healing the sick. And everybody comes because they want to be healed. They want to see the demons cast out. They want to see the miracles. Why didn't he stay and continue to heal people and cast out miracles? I'm sure they would have built him a church. They would have built a place for him to continue to do that. They would have been houses for all his disciples and places for them to stay. But he had other people that he wanted to share that message with. Because it's not the miracles that are important. It is the message that's important. Jesus continued to travel from town to town to share the message, because that was what was going to change people, not just for today, but for eternity. The message of forgiveness. The message of salvation. The message that says, I am here not just to heal you here in this life, but to fill you with that gift of living water, that gift of salvation that heals you for eternity. We all want to see the miracles. We all want to be healed. We all want to know that God is with us in our times of trouble. Excuse me. But that's not the whole point. We love the fellowship that we have in church. We love the sharing and the companionship and the help that we get from each other. That's not the whole point. The point is that Jesus came to give his life, that we might have life. That God so loved the world that he gave his only son. You've heard that before. What matters is that message of eternal salvation. Sometimes we see miracles. Sometimes we see healing. And sometimes we don't. Sometimes it's time for us to die. It was time for Snowflake to go on to whatever heaven God has for faithful kitties. I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell me. But I believe there's a place for him too. We mourn the loss of those we love, but we know that they are in a better place if they have accepted Christ into their lives. We struggle with the illnesses and the injuries and the pain and the suffering of being in this world. But if we have Christ in our lives, we know that no matter how much we may suffer in this world, we have the promise of the next world where there will be no suffering. We worry and we wonder and we struggle to understand. We don't always get it right. We make mistakes, sometimes mistakes that hurt other people. And yet he has promised us forgiveness if we will but confess our sins and repent, say we're sorry, and ask to be forgiven. And so today we celebrate communion by sharing the bread and Methodist grape juice, which we sometimes call new wine, in recognition of the body and blood of Christ that was shed in this world so that we might have life in the next world. Christ gave up his life that we might have life. Christ was the example of a resurrection that promises us a resurrection. Jesus ascended into heaven and promised us that he would be there waiting for us when we should arrive, when it was our turn. And so we share this gift of bread and wine to take into ourselves the body and blood of Christ, that we may become the body of Christ, that we may become the hands of God in the world, that we may become the will of God, those people willing to do his will, those people willing to go out and serve, those people willing to speak up and say what needs to be said, what is right, what is true, what is just, and what is merciful. such a simple act. The body and blood of Christ. A meal of bread and grape juice. Not even a meal, just a taste of bread and grape juice, really. But it can be, if we believe, a transformative experience, that miracle of salvation that makes us new people. We want to see the miracle, but the real miracle is what happens inside of us. The real miracle is the transformation of our lives into the lives of faithful and loving people instead of being worldly and suffering and struggling and worried. The world continues. The pain continues. The troubles continue. But what changes is that we now walk with Him. With Him in our hearts, with Him in our lives, we become new people, transformed by His love. Amen.